This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. With the coronavirus pandemic finding new strength, two of America's largest states have reimposed some restrictions. This after the daily number of confirmed infections in the U.S. surged to an all-time high yesterday, 45,300. Texas Governor Greg Abbott ordered all bars closed, while in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis put a stop to serving alcohol. It is a developing trend as states are reassessing their reopening plans for their economies because of worrisome virus outbreaks, mostly in the South and West. Health experts say disturbingly large numbers of cases are being seen among young people who often show disregard for the use of recommended face coverings and social distancing. Abbott had pursued one of the most aggressive back-to-business schedules in the U.S. Now, along with shuttering bars, he has scaled back restaurant capacity and says outdoor gatherings of more than 100 people would need approval from local officials. In Florida, the agency that regulates bars acted after the daily number of new confirmed cases neared 9,000, almost doubling the record set just 2 days earlier in the state. Florida's Miami-Dade County announced beaches will be closed over the 4th of July weekend. It cited the growing number of infections among young adults. Louisiana reported its second one-day spike of more than 1,300 cases this week. Governor John Bel Edwards has suspended further easing of restrictions. Governor Doug Ducey of Arizona has done the same thing. Cases there have been topping 3,000. Tennessee has seen its biggest one-day jump in virus infections for the second time in a week, with more than 1,400 cases. In California, Governor Gavin Newsom is asking officials in Imperial County, near San Diego, to reinstitute a stay-at-home order. The state now trails only New York in case counts, with about 207,000 infections and nearly 6,000 deaths. Via remote, this is VOA News. You can get more online at voanews.com. The White House Coronavirus Task Force held its first briefing in nearly 2 months on Friday, and Vice President Mike Pence said the U.S. is in a much better place than it was 2 months ago, and that the United States had flattened the curve of virus cases. In fact, it is difficult to reconcile his words with the dramatic infection spikes in so many states. Once again, Pence appeared without a face mask, failing to follow his own government's advice. He also suggested the rise in cases could largely be explained by the increases in testing, reasoning repeatedly used by President Donald Trump. The relatively good COVID-19 news in the United States, about 600 people a day are dying from the coronavirus, down from a peak of around 2,200 in mid-April. It is a bizarre definition of positive news. The bottom line, experts say there is ample evidence the virus is making a comeback. The current numbers in the U.S., close to 2.5 million cases and 125,000 lives lost. Global numbers, a case count approaching 10 million and close to 495,000 fatalities. The numbers compiled by Johns Hopkins University. German Chancellor Angela Merkel today cautioned the pandemic is far from over, as regional outbreaks are raising fears of a second wave of the disease in Europe. Germany has been fighting recent outbreaks. The country has lost nearly 9,000 lives to the virus, with 194,000 cases. European Union nations are finalizing a so-called safe list of countries whose residents will be allowed to travel to the bloc beginning as soon as next week. Missing from the draft text because of their COVID virus numbers, the United States, Brazil, and Russia. Greece is mandating COVID-19 tests for arrivals from a range of EU nations, including France, Italy, the Netherlands, and Spain. Self-isolation is required until negative test results come back. India has reported another 18,000 COVID infections, pushing its cases to nearly 509,000, with deaths closing in on 16,000. The city of Guwahati, the capital of Assam state, will be locked down for 2 weeks beginning tomorrow, with nighttime curfews and weekend lockdowns in the rest of the state. India has recorded the fourth highest number of cases in the world. Despite rising virus numbers, Egypt today is lifting or easing many of its pandemic restrictions after 3 months of lockdown. Cafes, clubs, gyms, and theaters are being allowed to reopen, all with capacity controls. The same for mosques and churches. Egypt's COVID-19 numbers close to 63,000 cases and 2,600 fatalities, the highest totals in the region. There has been a resurgence of cases in South Korea, mainly around Seoul. That threatens to undo the country's earlier success in containing the pandemic. Australia is bracing for more imported virus cases. About 300 people were due to arrive this weekend from Mumbai, India. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.